go with a bag of garbage.
Yeah.
I also don't need to see Jamie Kennedy's like hard penis upside down.
I'm sorry, what
Well,
now?
That's where you and I differ.
Is Jamie Kennedy in Django?
Jamie Kennedy. What did I say? Jamie Foxx. Sorry, Jamie
Whoa, because I got very confused. I thought there was
How
a Jamie Kennedy cameo
Jamie
that
Kennedy
I was not
Jamie
aware
Fox.
Of.
I don't know. I'm not a visual person. I was blinded by that penis.
I can guarantee you one of those dicks is a lot bigger than the other.
Yeah. I mean, one of them is super good looking and talented, and the other is Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
Boom!
No, oh. Jamie Foxx is great.
Yeah. I'm kidding.
Have you seen Ray?
Yeah,
guys,
he was amazing in
if
Ray.
If anybody
yeah,
says anything positive about Jamie Kennedy, know that they're joking.
Yeah, if anyone says anything positive about Jamie Kennedy, he's going to call them personally and thank them.
Oh. Welcome to the horror virgin.
There we go.
Finally. I'm Clint, by the way.
I'm the virgin Todd.
And I'm Jen. And I didn't think of a thing I was going to say. So
it's fine.
Say.
Guys, it's late. Like,
yeah.
We
yeah.
saw a
I'm
late
past my
movie.
Bedtime,
we are staying up late to bring you breaking coverage of The Nun because we know this is what
We're
you
on the
asked
nun
for.
Beat for you. Yeah.
Can I just ask this? Did you guys enjoy this movie at all?
I did. Yeah.
Oh,
that's a
God.
Tough question.
Now, I've got. Yeah, there's layers to that answer.
Yeah, this movie is stupid, and we're going to get to
okay.
the stupidness,
I had
a good time watching
too.
It, because we were in the theater, mm-hmm. and people were screaming, Todd was shitting his pants, it was a good time.
And what this movie did well, it did really well,
yes.
like very scary,
non-imagery. The only thing it did well was jump scares.
Jump scares,
the
atmosphere.
And atmosphere.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I think atmosphere is jump scare to me. And I hate jump scares.
It was a very spooky movie.
Jump scares are Todd Kryptonite.
Oh, yeah.
Todd tonight.
Yeah, there's no
will.
Way I'm getting hard if it's a jump scary movie.
But this makes no goddamn sense.
And,
and I didn't even really try to figure it out. I was like,
it was rated
R
and there was no nudity.
Yeah.
What?
You needed, yeah.
What
you
is happening?
It's rated R for scariness.
Why am I here? Was it really?
I don't know.
It
was
it rated
R?
For spookiness?
Did we confirm?
A little bit. There was a lot of
Wait,
blood.
Wait, is it rated R?
Yeah, that's
There's
true.
A lot of blood. There's a gore factor.
I don't know, because that Assassination
it's
Nation
definitely...
trailer was an edited trailer, so it might have been PG-13.
Well, it's definitely an R.
Is it?
It opens with like a nun straight up hanging herself.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
we
it's
don't
R.
Then see the nun hang.
No, you do.
You do.
You
when
do.
The
you
when
her,
the
wait,
when Frenchie
what?
Finds her.
And then,
and
you
then
see
she
her body
oh, yeah.
fall.
Well, yeah, but you don't you see don't... the impact what? Of the hanging.
You
oh,
don't,
yeah,
but like her
really
body
matters.
Totally doesn't her body rip from her head when he finds
No. No,
I thought it did.
I haven't been doing many impressions of you. I feel like there's an
Yeah, the well, we'll get to this when we go through it.
Okay.
Yeah, can we just go through this fucking movie?
I got to drive to Asheville tonight.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess
That's
so.
A joke for us listeners.
So, Todd, what do you know about the Conjuring universe? Do you know anything?
I know there are movies that I typically, when the trailer comes on, I put my head in my hands and start moving my thumbs in my ears so I can't hear anything.
Humming and rocking.
Yeah, more
and,
or less.
Know.
Okay, so the Conjuring is basically like, it's a one-off. It's a really, really fucking good movie. And then some asshole at Warner Brothers was like, we should make sequels and prequels like people.
Well, there is a Conjuring 2, right?
There is a Conjuring 2, and
it's
not bad, but
it's okay.
It's unnecessary.
I do like the Amityville Horror part at the beginning.
Can I ask, did I have to see any of the Conjuring shit for any of this
no.
stuff to make
not
sense?
Not really.
You didn't. Because you're going in order, basically. I mean...
Yeah, if
well,
you have
prequel,
seen it,
right?
Because there's parts at the beginning and the end that are from The Conjuring. So if you have seen it, it's like a little bit extra.
Well, The Nun
no,
takes place in 1952, right?
Yes, The Nun
the
is the
Conjuring takes place during the Amityville Horror?
The Conjuring is in the 70s.
Yeah, okay. So I sort of got that vibe because the beginning of this has some scenes from the 70s.
Yes.
And then it says 20 years earlier, 1952. So that makes sense.
They're
and,
about a married couple that...
Yeah, real people. What is it? Elaine and somebody Warren?
Yeah, I think it's the
Ben.
I think it's about the
Ben
Amityville
and
Horror.
Elizabeth.
Is it not?
I keep saying I keep wanting to say Elizabeth
because
Warren.
They said
I do too.
Ed and Lorraine Lauren.
Warren.
Warren.
So they are real people and they were
involved in the real Amityville Horror case.
They were,
weren't
I think they?
They
like I don't think they were heavily involved in it because the rumor is that is all a cover up for something else. But
it was tax fraud.
But so anyways, they investigated a lot of paranormal stuff in the 70s.
Yes.
And so they wrote this movie about them. And they're like, well, they've got all these files. And like they have this room in their house. It's all kinds of artifacts. So that's just a treasure trove of possible spinoff sequels.
Right. So one of the artifacts is this doll named Annabelle. And they make these Annabelle movies, which are
so
also.
Annabelle's a part
yes,
of the
so
universe?
Also
I've heard of
prequels
Annabelle, but I've
never
seen them, obviously. Yeah. Okay.
But okay. So in The Conjuring 2, it was originally a much shorter movie. And then James Wan directed it. Kind of last minute, he decided to add had a new section of the movie with the nun.
Yeah.
And the nun originally wasn't in the script. So The Conjuring 2 becomes a much longer movie, and the nun makes her first appearance then. And then they were like, let's make another movie about just the nun. And because the people care, right? People care about how the nun came to be.
Yeah. Now, and the nun, like, that's not really a big part of The Conjuring 2. Like, it's not really connected. It's connected to the story as much as Annabelle is connected to The Conjuring 1.
Yes. It's not.
So it's sort of shoehorned into the second one.
Yeah.
Okay. Quite literally. Like, I almost feel like they maybe shot part of The Conjuring 2 and added the nun section of the movie as they were making it. If it wasn't, it was right before they started
shooting. Some of the imagery was not even finished before they did. Like, he went back and added a lot of that into the end after they'd finished all the shooting and everything.
So, and then they did Annabelle, and the first one was total garbage. And then they got a real filmmaker on the second one. The second one was actually decent.
The second one was good. I did like the second one.
But I do not remember a damn thing. I will never watch these again, except for the first Conjuring. All the rest of these, they're one-offs. I'll watch them once.
That's how I feel about The Nun.
Yeah.
I hated it.
I enjoyed The Nun. I watching it. This is a good Halloween background movie, I think.
I've already forgotten half of it, so I hope that you remembered.
I wrote it down, man.
I mean, I literally had my hand in front of my face for about 65% of this movie.
Yeah, I enjoyed it, but
I did not.
Yeah, Todd buttoned his shirt on top of his nose.
I turtled myself really into my shirt. Yes.
It was really
We were
funny.
Also in an RPX theater,
it
which
was
is
you
just
a photo of me,
very
right?
big.
I did. Yeah, it's on social media.
So
yeah.
Our seats were like shaking because our seats have speakers in them. Yes. So it was intense.
I kept hearing like bells coming
intense.
From all over the place. Oh, and it was storming. So at one point we heard rain.
A
like,
huge fucking
in
storm
real
went
life
through.
Storming. Yeah.
Dude, if the power goes out, I'm going to fucking lose my mind.
Todd's going
to If the power went out, I went to the bathroom at one point. I had to pee so bad. But
he waited until
I got up.
And then I
he like ran down
Clint.
The hallway. He's like, I don't want to go alone.
Yeah, I lived. Oh, God, I hate this movie. All right, let's go through the plot of this fucking movie because I hated it.
So it starts in 1952, Romania, and there are two nuns walking down the creepiest
hallway. Why does all the
creepy
shit
ever?
Happen in Romania?
I don't know.
I already have vampires. A question. We're like 10 seconds into this movie. Yeah. Why did they need to go down to this dark hallway?
Oh, because we find this out later, but I guess it was the Nazis or someone was bombing that area during World War II, and it reopened the sealed place where the demon, whatever, came through.
Like a gateway to hell.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. The gateway to hell had reopened,
hell.
And they were going down there to try and close it, but that's what we pick up. We don't know that yet, though, in the story. We find that out much later.
Okay, because they weren't going, this was one thing I was confused by, like the God is here part.
Oh, by the way, spoiler alerts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna spoil this movie.
We always
spoil
everything.
All right,
sorry.
There are nuns in this movie,
and also, you were expecting to hear Carrie this week, and we're not doing that till next week because we wanted to work this in.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, we do that a lot.
So the door that they go. The door that the two nuns go through says God ends here in, I think, Latin or some shit.
Romanian something.
It could be Romanian. It's all Greek to me.
I understood none of it.
Let me take out my monocle.
Monocle Morty.
Yeah. Monocle
my
Morty is the
emoji.
Best. Yeah, yeah. Monocle Morty is the best emoji, guys.
Yeah,
if you're not using it, get on our level. Anyway, so one nun opens the door and goes through it.
Yeah.
And then
she gets sucked through with bloody hands. And the young hot nun grabs the key. And then she's like, I mean, for a nun.
I mean, she's covered head to toe.
But
she's
got a pretty
tell.
Face.
Well, I mean.
So I guess she's a nunner face.
Because of the lighting of this movie, I could not differentiate between any of the nuns.
Yeah, they
none,
did all look alike. Also,
except for the nun, who is clearly a fucking demon and looks like Marilyn Manson.
She
not
does
so much.
Look like Marilyn Manson. Yeah, good call. With I didn't think about that, room. But yeah. And of course, the female nun, who is like one of the protagonists.
The white wearing nun.
Yeah, because she wears a white, solid white.
Yeah.
She doesn't
wear
the regular habit.
And looks just like Vera Farmiga. So we can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tessa Farmiga.
Tessa.
Yeah. I think it's Tessa. It might
or
be Taiesa.
Taiesa.
Which, and they're sisters. But
are we talking real life shit?
Yeah.
So the woman
like,
in The Conjuring, this is the much younger sister. And so.
Lorraine Warren is Vera Farmiga from Up in the Air.
I don't know that.
She was in some other stuff.
Okay.
She's
in
a ton
air?
Of stuff.
George Clooney, the airplane movie. Why are you looking at me like this is a real movie that people have seen?
She was okay. She was the female lead. She was the female lead in The Departed. How about that?
Oh yeah.
I've seen that. Uh-huh.
So for whatever reason,
you pick
I
a movie that 8 people saw in theaters.
Up in the Air got nominated for Oscars.
It made a lot of money.
Did it make a lot of money?
Yeah, it did.
You know what I think made more money? You know what I think made more money?
The Departed.
Goddamn Departed.
I did like The Departed.
Me too.
Okay, so I got you told me
this fucking job. That's who I am.
You told me this was the younger sister before we saw the movie. So I got very confused. I thought she was playing either the younger version of Lorraine, because it would have added up age wise,
right?
Almost,
exactly,
close.
Because they're 20 years age difference,
right? Because The Conjuring starts in the '70s,
and they look just alike.
Yeah, or I thought she was playing like her mother, or something, and she was playing neither, which is very weird. I'm like, why would you cast the younger? That would just confuse. I was confused.
He didn't want to cast her because she was in American Horror Story too, which I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but apparently she had a really good audition and he wanted to do it. I think in a sequel they're gonna make them connected in some way.
I mean, I don't think she did a bad job. It wasn't like they chose her because they had to. Like,
I mean, she was okay. I don't think any of the performances really blew me away.
I wonder how they're gonna do a sequel though, because at the end they tie it directly to the first Conjuring.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
So,
and she suspiciously is like, hey, that girl looks just like me. Hmm.
This is a dumb movie, man.
They really sacrificed story, plot, and sense making to just make it really scary.
Yeah. Is it that much to ask to do both? Those are the only two things you really have to do.
Right. Yeah.
Create a good story and scare us.
Well, I think there was an original script and then it was rewritten.
I don't watch movies like this, so I don't think I can be a judge of whether it's a bad script or a good script, but it seemed like they only wanted to deliver very, very scary jump scares.
Yes.
And that's all they did.
It was a jump scare machine.
Yes.
And it was one of those stupid movies where they could have left this location at any time and they didn't come up with a good enough excuse to make them stay there.
Let's just go through the fucking movie, because I have so many questions as we go through this. So there are two nuns in the basement, seems to be like the basement of this castle in Romania.
Yeah, the evil cross hallway.
Right. One of them goes through the door and gives the hot nun a key.
Yeah, Bloody Hands gives her the key.
Yeah, and then she gets sucked back to hell or whatever.
Yes.
And then the hot nun goes and hangs herself as devil nun.
I don't know what to call her.
Yeah.
The nun.
But they're all fucking nuns.
And it was because of a sacrifice or something. Like, it's unclear when we're watching it at first, she has to kill her. She tells her, she's like, you know what you have to do. And she goes and hangs herself.
Yeah.
Which for nuns, that's like the biggest sin, right?
Committing suicide. Catholics, for really. Catholics. Yeah. Sin is it's like
but
murder.
For those Methodist nuns, it's fine.
Yeah, we're okay.
Anywho.
Okay. So, she just jumps out the window as the nun is getting her, and then the door sinisterly closed, and then
you mean the window doors, like the big doors.
Mm-hmm. Did you actually have that in your notes?
No, but I thought it was funny. Like, I thought something was going to happen with it.
No,
it
they
just
well,
like,
you sort of see the devil nun's face in the reflection of
the window door.
Yeah,
the
window
sounds like where the Ewoks live.
I could tell you where the Ewoks live, but they live I still want to have sex. Okay, thank you.
I know where the Ewoks
thank
live.
You for, we are introduced to sort of like the groundskeeper now, right?
Yeah, he Frenchie, finds he's just like, I don't know, lovable goofball from the village who
brings
carrots.
Yeah, and he's honestly just delivering food and supplies, it looks like. Yeah.
Like, I feel like this is the weakest actor of
the
movie.
What the hell was
Do
up
you?
With his accent? Yeah, I don't think any of the actors were good.
Well, he was supposed to be
French-Canadian.
But
I'm French-Canadian, bitch. That was his big line.
I think that is an actual line of dialogue in this movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's real bad. But his accent wasn't from any one place that I could.
No. At some point, I thought he might
he
have been like
he was aiming for a French accent,
something.
But just failing, I think,
it,
is
it
what we
like
were watching.
It was like a mixture of French-Canadian slash dumb.
Do you think the director was like, all right, you're supposed to be French. And he's like, well, I can't do French. Can you do French-Canadian? No.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll just say
stupid?
It's French-Canadian. Yeah, we'll just say it's French-Canadian because most people don't know what that sounds like.
Yeah.
I actually know, because of some stuff that I've done in the past, I know a bunch of French-Canadians.
Oh, really?
And they sound like French people. They don't sound like really demonstrably
right?
different. Yeah, well,
yeah.
Canadians are like more like, hey, what's this all about, eh?
Oh,
but,
yeah.
French-Canadians are very proudly French people. Like, they sort of hate.
Like from Montreal.
Montreal, yeah.
Canadians sound like this, Todd. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
As is tradition. Exactly.
No, we apologize to Brian Adams on numerous occasions.
But, yeah, so anyway, the French dumbass Frenchie, his name is Frenchie in this movie.
It was, yes.
Did you guys think this was a dude that I kept thinking he wasn't going to play a major part, and he keeps coming back?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, well, why does this character keep coming back?
You don't think he's
going
to come back because he has the acting ability of someone who won like a cereal box contest to be in a movie? Uh-huh. And then you're like, oh, that's cool.
So they had to give him that one scene, but cut everything else out because they realized what they had gotten themselves into.
Right.
Well, a review I read compared him to Brendan Fraser in The Mummy, you know?
I love The Mummy.
I do too. I like The Mummy too. Better,
I would say it's not Brendan Fraser's best work.
No, Encino Man.
It's his most popular work.
That's true. But anyway, so he is delivering supplies to the nunnery.
Yeah, like carrots, I think.
Well, I mean, it looks like it's food and stuff. Food
doesn't
stuff.
Matter.
But he never sees the nuns. He goes through his secret door in the back and then delivery door.
So
which
was very
nuns
odd.
In
so what
years.
You're saying is normally when he goes to the castle, he goes in the nun's back door?
Yeah. Nice. And then drops his carrots off and then just gets out
of there. So what you're saying is he drops his load inside the nun's back door and then leaves.
I did not say that.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Nailed it. Guys, this is a different movie.
This is a different podcast.
I am.
This is a movie Todd's on board with.
Yeah, I am on board for this one.
You guys just send Todd your
so Frenchie's dropping
for you.
Frenchie's dropping loads. No, and so he's going to deposit.
We gotta get
his,
past this fucking scene.
He's going to deposit his load inside the nun's back door.
He's seeing,
and then
he sees a bloody dead nun hanging. And
his dream come true.
This is the first time I sort of lost it. Yeah. Is when you see her, because there's like a seeing her itself is a jump scare.
Yeah, and there are a bunch of crows eating her face.
And then she falls, and that is also another jump scare that I didn't like it.
Yeah,
it was not good.
This movie had its moments.
It did.
It had
a lot of moments. I probably jumped 16 or 17 times.
Yes.
Easy.
And watched half of it like, no, I don't want to watch this. I think at one point you leaned over and you said, I want to die.
Oh,
and that's
my God.
When
it was
you
a very
on top of your face.
Yeah. It was a very audible screening.
Oh, yeah, it was. There was
at
a lot of
speaking of audible.
There. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of Audible, if you want to listen to some books, go to audibletrial.com/horrorversion to get 30 days free. Yeah, it's audibletrial.com/horrorversion. There's no code. It's just the URL. Mm. So audibletrial.com/horrorversion. Get 30 days free. Get a book to get you started.
Go
all that
read
good
the
stuff.
Book this horrible movie's based on.
Is it based
on a book?
Just kidding.
Book? No.
No, it's not based
on a book. But what you should read is a book on how to screenwrite so you can write a better movie.
I like that.
I don't know if there's an Audible book.
Well, I don't know either.
Writing.
Guys, let us know.
Read a Stephen King book. There are lots of them.
I swear to God.
If you want suggestions, I'll tell you. Are there any Stephen King books about nuns?
No.
I think there are none. Oh, I know.
Wow, you just.
I got one nun pun.
It's fun watching you entertain yourself and no one else.
I've never seen someone set themselves up for a joke so clearly and then try and pass it off like it was not meant to happen.
I like ran around like popping my fist in the air and I dumped a bunch of Gatorade on myself.
It was like
Probably. Yeah, it was funny.
It was pretty funny. All right. Anyway, so
you're welcome, guys.
He sees the body fall, and then the scene sort of cuts.
It splatters all over the
place. It's pretty gross. I'm sure Clint loved it.
I loved it.
But anyway, so then it cuts to the Vatican,
right? Yeah, straight to the Vatican.
Yeah.
And
the
three cardinals.
Okay.
Well, it was three cardinals. You could tell because they're all wearing red.
Popes.
Popes don't wear red.
What colors do popes wear?
Okay, so fathers wear black and white. Okay. Bishops wear purple and black.
Ooh.
And some white. They'll wear a white collar sometimes. Cardinals wear red and black.
Hence
and
the name Cardinal.
Cardinal, yeah.
You know, like when you take martial arts and there are different belts of different colors?
He's not wrong. And then the Pope is above cardinals, and he's usually wearing white.
Who wears blue?
Nobody.
Nobody pink?
These are Power Rangers you're thinking about.
Yeah. You're either thinking of Captain Planet or Power Rangers.
I don't know.
Either way, Hasbro owns the rights and we're getting sued.
What color does the Pope wear? White?
White.
All white.
Usually, yeah.
Hmm.
He sometimes wears red shoes.
Really?
Yeah.
Like snakeskin red?
No, leather red shoes.
They were awesome.
We'll get to the snakes later.
There's
a lot of snakes in this movie.
Pope Luxury. This week we're talking about his wardrobe.
Yeah.
Pope Luxury is our new podcast.
Oh, is that a spinoff podcast?
Yeah.
So they summon this priest.
Yeah.
He's the Hispanic.
They're sitting around having a meeting about how to hide all the shit they've been doing.
What did he call what he did for them? He said that.
Yeah. So this scene is a good example of shitty writing. It's like he doesn't really want to be there. He's like, why have I been summoned? And then they try to tell him and he's like, you're not giving me enough information. But what do they tell him? They basically tell him there's a suicide at this abbey, which is basically, we already know, is like a fucking fortress.
Literally a castle.
Creepy Abbey. Yeah.
And we find out why they're in the castle to begin with. Because, because normally nuns don't inhabit castles. They're usually in abbeys.
They're not in the habit of.
But his mission was very vague, and I needed more out of this scene. Like, it was basically like, we need to know if it's unholy or not.
Yeah.
Like, that was an actual line. Like, they say unholy.
And then
like,
they say, go collect this almost a nun. Yeah. Person and take her with you.
And I didn't get that either. Now,
they
why did
don't
they
don't tell him why? No, they
well,
don't
they
tell
basically
him why.
Say there's a line in there that's like, oh, she knows nun stuff. Like, even though she's not really a nun yet, take her. We don't want to use any of the elders that are actually
the valuable nuns.
Yeah. Take the nun that we don't
really,
the half nun that we don't give a shit about.
Kind of visions, right?
Yes. Like, they don't tell him that, but he finds out.
You think they know that?
Yes.
Because that was not made clear to me.
It is not made clear, but I think it's
But
sort
like
of,
as an audience member, it was.
Yeah. None of this matters in this
It really
doesn't.
Because this is a dumb movie.
Anytime there's just talking, it's like a stupid story to get us to the next jump scare and to get us to this location.
That's true.
But this is really just to set up who the father is and what his job is. And his job is like miracle hunting. What did he call it?
Well,
he was an exorcist. He was.
I know, but they didn't call it that. They called it like miracle hunting.
I think
which
they did call it miracle hunting.
To me.
That's when someone's looking for miracles.
Yeah, but he is
going on
clearly
hunt
hunting like curses and actually
yeah,
like the
that's
opposite
where the
he's basically the unfunny Peter Venkman of the Vatican. Like they
that's
send
true.
Him when it he actually says paranormal at some point. I thought he did.
He's like
I
the Max von Sydow of this movie.
When nothing else makes sense, you send this guy.
Right. Yeah.
So he could easily be Constantine.
He's kind of a loose
starring
canon
Keanu Reeves.
Priest.
It is he has the worst job.
Yeah, he does. Well,
he's not very good at it either.
Except for this girl who has to just go along with him and not know anything.
Well, she is a woman in the 50s.
Yeah, so she just has to do whatever, you know. She did everything backwards and in heels and save the fucking day.
He could have solved his investigation in about 3 hours.
We'll get there.
You hang out for 3 hours. You're like, hey, guess what? There are no nuns anywhere. There was an actual suicide. And spooky shit is happening immediately. So time to go home.
Well, so, and here's the thing, because we find out that none of the nuns were actually there the whole time.
I kind
of
guessed that.
But she had been having visions the whole time, so if they just sent in somebody who doesn't have visions, they would have been like, yo, this place is empty.
Oh, so you're
GTFO.
Saying those three cardinals that sent him there were assholes and didn't know what they were doing?
Or maybe they were evil cardinals, and they knew that she would be a good vessel for Valak because she already
Valak?
Had visions. That's the demon's name. Yeah, the nun. She would be
oh,
a good vessel.
That, sorry.
And so they're really trying, they're like evil and they're trying to like set this whole thing in motion.
This is a
because
lot of
they
projection.
Are part of the hereditary crew. Do you see that statue with no head? Yeah. Boom.
No.
None of that. None of that made sense.
That's how the Hereditary connects to the Conjuring universe.
Guys, I have a confession.
So wait,
this is your
sequel, Nuns, ask for the dollar sign through it. I like it. I'm into it.
This is the first time in the history of the podcast I fell asleep in a couple of parts during
this
movie.
In our podcast?
Like little, like 2 minute, and then there'll be like a jump scare that woke me up again.
So he leaves the Vatican City, the father leaves Vatican City, and goes to collect the girl who's not quite a nun yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's wearing all white or whatever.
I want to sing that Britney song.
And that wasn't
not
enough.
Yet a nun.
And that wasn't enough for me either. Like in that scene where he doesn't really say anything that makes her, like she just sort of asks him why me,
and he's like, I don't know. They told me.
Yeah,
he literally says, I don't know. But they wouldn't have.
Let's go find out why they summoned you or something.
Yeah. He may as well have just said
God reasons.
The screenwriter couldn't allow the audience to know at this point, so I don't know.
I have a question. Is this like the impossible mission force where like you have to accept every mission or something?
Yeah, because of God. If you don't, you go to hell.
So you can't say no to the Vatican?
No.
Like,
so
find somebody else?
Father Ethan Hunt has to go and take almost a nun.
Ethan Hunt actually posed as a priest at the Vatican in part 3.
Oh, my God. You're right. Holy shit.
I don't know what movie you're talking about.
Have we seen Tom Cruise and Father Nobody in the same room together?
It's possible.
Father Nobody.
It was just a rubber mask, dude. It was him the whole time.
Father, I just kept thinking.
Oh, my God. I would love it if at the end of the credits, he peels the mask off and it's fucking Tom Cruise.
And he has
the
a
whole
bow tie
time.
That's also a camera.
I'm glad we connected it to a much better and entertaining franchise.
Yeah, can we just watch the IMF movies? All right, so he goes and picks up almost a nun. I don't even know where she was. They don't really establish that too much, do
they?
She's not
some
in
nun
Romania.
School.
I thought
London.
That she was.
London.
Okay, so that's right. So he goes to
those accents.
Yes,
that's right.
And then they go to Romania. So that scene
and she
where
gets
he
nun shamed for saying something about dinosaurs.
Right?
She's getting nun shamed all over the place in this movie.
She's kind of a loose cannon nun.
Oh, she is a loose nun for sure. Ooh,
so she's sort of like a she's a nun in training of sorts.
She hasn't taken her vows yet.
She's a loose woman who is nundercover, hiding out in a convent.
I will
That's how you do a nun pun.
Nailed it.
I will give you that.
Yeah, that is a nun pun right there. Nundercover.
I will walk out,
my man.
If this doesn't
Clint,
stop,
is nundercover.
I will walk out.
Nailed it.
Clint's having none of your puns.
Oh damn!
Boom.
He's having none of my pun nunnery. All right, so they go to Romania. That's how you say it, right?
Romania.
I think you're saying it wrong.
Romania is a flower, I believe.
We were at dinner one time, and somebody said rhinoceros, and my brother said it was pronounced rhinosaurus.
Wow.
We lost our fucking minds.
Really?
It was the funniest thing ever. I don't know. It was a
rhinosaurus?
Rhinoceros.
Wow.
It was pronounced rhinosaurus.
The best. Okay, so
and
this is.
We thought that was the funniest thing.
This is like a pro tip. If you ever say
Love
a word
you, Josh.
Wrong. Yeah. If you ever say a word wrong. Just be like, oh, I've only read that word. I've never said that word. I've only read that word.
Like wind. Yeah. Oh, I thought that's how you pronounced wind.
You mean wind? Oh, wow. Oh, I've only read that word. I don't know.
That's how people know you read.
So they go to Romania.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And they Frenchie's having a dream about all the blood on the steps from
all the dreams in this movie were pretty freaky.
They were.
Yeah, all of them
were intense.
Delivery
yeah.
for
and
jump
I,
scare.
I kept thinking like things were dreams that weren't dreams, too. Like, I really feel like this might have been the only dream in the movie, right?
No, there were the almost the nun had one when she
had
stayed overnight.
Too. Oh yeah,
but we'll get to that. So we do see Frenchie's dream, and then he
Frenchie
wakes
dream,
up,
and then he wakes up
wearing long johns.
And
we are once again reminded that this guy is back and not going anywhere as a character.
And we're like, oh,
he was kind of lovable.
He's in more than one scene.
Yeah, if he didn't talk as much, he could get it a little dreamy.
Honestly,
he's no Brendan Fraser, but
that nun, the almost a nun. Not my type.
Tessa Farmiga. She's in American Horror Story occasionally, and she's got a killer vagina.
So she's got a really nice vagina?
No, she kills people with her vagina.
I'm out.
Like, she goes to a hospital at one point and, like, climbs on top of a guy, and that's how she kills him.
Clint.
Yeah.
I'm out. Frenchie starts here knocking his door, and it's the father and almost a nun.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, did I sleep with your daughter,
so
man?
It's, yeah,
he's like
Ethan
immediately establishing himself as sort of like a French man whore.
Yeah.
And hits on her name?
Almost a nun.
Irene is her name. Irene. Sister
What's her
Irene.
Nickname, Jen? Almost a nun.
Every time you say that, I want to sing that Britney Spears song, though, and it's...
So Ethan Hunt and almost a nun meet Frenchie at this point, and they convince Frenchie through a Jedi mind trick of sorts to take them to the...
No, through her hotness. To take
is,
them to the
She
thing.
Does sort of lay it on.
Yeah,
she's
not
like,
wearing her nun stuff.
Frenchie.
Yeah, oh, Frenchie.
Oh, would you please
take... I haven't
also,
taken my vows yet, but you'd like to take them first.
Oh,
nice.
Gross. So then they load up and they go...
Should we call it the
Abbey?
Abbey?
Yeah, that's
is
what
it
it's
an
called.
Abbey? It's
Evil
like a,
Abbey.
It's
an
more
Abbey.
Like a castle.
So well, they kept referring
it
to
Abbey.
It as an Abbey.
So they load up and go to the
it's
Abbey.
It's an Abbey,
then.
Yes.
Okay.
Evil Abbey.
The Evil
Through
Abbey.
Through the creepy cross forest.
And the horse would not go.
Yes.
The horse was the same horse that they took in... that.
Did
Belle's father took in Beauty and the Beast.
Of course, yes,
I have no recollection of this horse.
Yeah, yeah. What's
That's
his name?
He was
Philippe.
Yeah, Philippe.
That's Beauty and the Beast horse.
Yeah. So, the only reason
I think Clint's going to quit this podcast.
The reason you don't
tonight.
Remember the reason you don't remember the horse is because he's in it for 30 seconds, and he's like, "This is such a bad movie."
He's the smartest creature in this entire movie.
There was also a really weird.
He's like, call my agent. I'm out.
There was also a really weird scene where Frenchie, like, there are cars everywhere, and Frenchie's like, "Oh, just kidding. We're in Romania and we have to ride horses now." And you're like, really? Because we just saw a bunch of cars on the street.
A bunch of cars.
Yeah.
It wasn't just one.
But Frenchie,
there's no
they could have left a lot faster.
Could
have left a lot faster if they had cars, just
oh,
saying.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There could have been a really cool scene where they tried to get away in the carriage and the nun stopped them or something.
Like,
but I'm not writing this movie.
No.
What's your deal with one location movies? Like, I kind of like movies where you're trapped.
I don't have a deal. I don't have a...
You complained about that quite a bit.
No, I didn't. When have I ever complained about
Autopsy
that?
Autopsy of Jane Doe?
Child's Play.
No,
The joke was
I thought Child's Play was a one location movie,
true.
And it turns out it wasn't. I haven't.
It
I actually really
multiple.
Dig one location.
There were a lot of locations in Child's Play.
They're like
Paper Street.
But my only deal with this
Toy Store.
This location is
<Jail. laughs>
My only deal with this location is they could have fucking left at any time,
yeah.
And instead they keep going down creepy hallways and following people into the cemeteries.
They have to close the portal to hell, Clint.
It's also that they really fucking should have left.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
There were so many times where, almost immediately when they get there, shit starts to happen.
But maybe after you're buried alive in a coffin by an entity that you can't see.
Let's get
there. So there is a book called The Gift of Fear, which is all about how fear is our instinct that something is not right. And one of the analogies they make is like a deer would never get into an elevator with a wolf because the deer senses the danger and immediately listens to
that
danger.
But what if they had to be in the same meeting on the same floor?
Well, but
why the fuck would a deer and a wolf be in the elevator, Jen?
Why would a wolf be there? But okay, so my point is, people
that Bambi and Michael J. Fox would not share an elevator. We get it. Bambi is a deer. Michael J. Fox from Teen Wolf.
Oh, okay. Women get into elevators all the time with creepy men.
Oh my
so
god!
I thought you were just going to stop there.
No, so all
women get in elevators all the time. Did you know this?
They do.
Oh dear! Nailed it.
All this to say, if your horse won't go somewhere, get the fuck out.
Yeah. To follow Philippe out of
the
fucking
horse.
Forest.
Yeah.
So anyway, so they get to the abbey and then
they go in and it is just creepy
well,
as
they
fuck.
They don't go in yet.
Oh,
they
that's
go to the
right.
front door where he found the body and the blood's still wet.
Yeah.
And then he takes him to the back door that he's been dropping loads in and he goes in because he left the nun there.
Frozen
nun. He told the nun.
The ice
yeah.
box.
I mean, sometimes
this
you
is the first
it,
scene
right?
where they should have gotten the fuck out of there.
Yes.
Yes.
Because the nun who he was like, that nun was lying down when I left and it's now sitting up.
Nope. Out.
I'd have been like, oh, so this nun was, we're leaving now? Get Philippe. We're going to
go. Also, oh yeah, Philippe won't go. There's like a billion crosses on the ground
surrounding
this
place.
Is
this Ryan Philippe?
No, Philippe is the horse.
I'm out. We got to get Ryan on the show.
Yeah.
He's got to answer for why he wouldn't go to the castle.
All right. Maybe he is related to this horse. Maybe they'll explain how he's related to the horse in a sequel.
Of course he would.
Of course. He's still a joke. It is funny.
Yes.
Woo. Rhyming and puns. That's my comedy goal.
And Ed, famous Mr. Ed jokes. This is the greatest. This is why this podcast works. Clint, this is where they find the key, though, right? He, like, breaks her hand. There weren't any jump scares, really, at that point. I thought there was going to be.
Yeah.
But this, okay.
They set you up, man.
I hate movies that do this.
Scary movies?
Just in general. Full stop, I hate scary movies. But there aren't consistent jump scares. Like, they set up moments that you're like, oh, something bad's going to happen, something bad's going to happen, something bad's going to happen. And it doesn't. Like, this scene is one of them because you're sure someone's going to grab him or that's the devil nun or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's not.
They it's just a regular dead
They just
nun.
Sort of move her hand and you hear it crack, which is the sound that comes back later.
Yes, it does.
But there's no scary shit that happens. You just grab the key and that's it,
more
or less, right?
Yeah, that's how they get you.
I know.
By not having a jump scare every single time.
They lull you in with a false sense of security.
Yes.
And then they are dropping loads inside your back door icebox.
Stab you in the back.
It's the worst.
These are like substanceless jump scares,
you
know? So I'm okay with them mixing it up a little bit, you know, because they got to give us something other than just like, oh, there's another nun. Oh, the nun's behind me. Oh, no, now it's a mirror nun.
But if there is no story, then give us more of that. Yeah. Because, like, what's the point?
They get the key, more or less. And then you don't really see the key till the very, almost towards the very end of the movie.
Yeah. And I thought the key was like the key to that closet to hell. But I
Me
don't
too,
think it
but it wasn't.
We found it's the key
because,
to the blood of Christ.
It was the key to the relic, but they didn't take the relic with them at the beginning. So the two nuns that were trying to close it up at the very beginning, they didn't take the relic with them.
No, because they hadn't gotten there yet.
But why would you?
They got nunned as soon as she got sucked into the doorway.
I know, but why would you go to the doorway when the relic isn't down that doorway?
Was it not? Because they hadn't had the visions that says Mary points the way.
All right.
That's why the cardinals want her there. Yeah.
That could be.
God told them.
Yeah.
They really just want Jesus' blood.
So now you're on the side of Cardinals?
God. I don't know.
You thought they were the missing link between Hereditary and this, and now they're good. Okay.
I mean, it's ambiguous, you know? I like movies that let me make my own mind up about things.
That's why you like the Autopsy of Jane Doe.
Oh, I love the Autopsy of
it's
Jane
like
Doe.
It's like a blank canvas you can project all your shit onto.
I can, and it works.
I love movies that make me the screenwriter. And I don't get paid, or I don't get credit.
Yeah.
So okay.
And this
they go into like the crypt, sort of.
No, it's just like the Abbey looks creepy.
Well, aren't there like sarcophaguses and a double-sided chair in the middle?
I don't know. I thought that was just like the foyer or something.
It might be.
Well, they go in to talk to the head nun. What is her name? She has some sort of weird title. She doesn't show her face.
The abbess?
She's sitting in...
I don't fucking know. I don't know.
She's sitting in that giant cathedral by herself in this chair.
Yeah.
Who was that guy in Lord of the Rings, the king that got sucked into evil and he was really old?
Yeah, it's the king of Rowan. I don't remember his name. It was the king of Rowan. When like Wormtongue was whispering in his ear, he got really old and disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
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 Guys, I don't actually remember.
I'm a very big nerd. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So, anyways,
I once dated a shield maiden of Rowan.
Did you really?
This was pretty creepy, and you saw it before I did, because they walk in the room. There's two sarcophaguses on either side of this double-sided chair, right? Mm-hmm. And the not quite a nun walks past one side of the chair. You know, it's a double-sided chair,
yeah,
so
and then all
you
of a sudden
see
she's
the
like,
outline of the nun slowly come into focus while you're looking over the shoulder, more or less, of the not quite a nun.
Yeah.
And then she turns around and starts talking to the head Abbey lady or whatever.
Yeah, which, because all of a sudden we realize that there's somebody sitting in this chair that's been there the whole time and hasn't said anything. And we don't ever see her because she's got a weirdo
black
veil.
She's got a black veil, over her face,
Big red flag. People don't just sit in chairs and stare wearing like black whatevers.
Anyway, they should have got the fuck out at that point. Yeah. But at that point, Father Ethan Hunt talks to the head mistress of the Abbey, and she says that...
Was she ever real, do we think?
No.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
No, she was never real. She was dead for 10 years.
Which sort of gives them the license to just sort of do whatever the fuck they want. Like, people can show up everywhere, and it's just that... I don't know... Here's what drives me crazy about these types of movies.
Tell us about this night to dawn thing. That's the only reason.
It drives me crazy. I know this bothers you, too. It drives me crazy when I don't know what the rules are.
Yeah.
And
they're never explained.
It got a little bit better later on, because one of the nuns had said, oh, this is just this one demon. She usually looks like a nun, but she can look like whatever you're afraid of. Like, sort of like, oh,
she's
you're like
Pennywise.
Mm-hmm. Which helped a little bit, but it also just a lot of this shit just didn't make any sense.
Well, yeah,
it really didn't.
There are no rules.
Yeah, it's the father is being tortured by this kid that he couldn't save, that he tried to do an exorcism on, which we're kind of jumping all over the place a little bit, but it's like...
It really is like a Pennywise thing. It's like just they're just using evil to fuck with you.
Right, whatever your personal fear is. But unlike it, they run toward whatever the fuck is going on.
Yeah, because they got to save the evil.
Yeah.
Or they got to save the world from evil.
So when the
But they don't know that yet.
Right.
They don't.
So this is dumb.
So, yeah. Well, they know that they're going to get in trouble with the Cardinals if they don't save the world from evil.
Who the fuck cares?
I don't.
Yeah.
I'm not a Catholic.
Me either. I'm out.
Come at me, Cardinals.
Yeah. Bring it.
Just go back and make up something to the Cardinals.
Take
make up whatever.
Shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a suicide. Right. The place is good.
Yeah,
no worries.
You guys I don't know where that evil came from.
You guys should definitely summer there. I'm out.
that evil came from another honesty.
It's also one of those movies where like the evil entity really could slaughter all of them, and instead she's like, I'm going to fuck with everybody.
Right.
You know, I'm
just
like,
for evil fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's talking to the head Abbey lady, and she's like, you can't talk to the nuns, because he wants to talk to all the nuns that are there and just sort of interview them about what happened and why the nun killed herself.
Yeah.
And she says, you can't talk to them because they take a vow of silence from sundown to sun up.
Yeah.
But you can stay in like the guest
convent.
House, more or less.
The convent,
which is right off the castle, more or less.
Yeah.
And he's like, thank you. We'll be back tomorrow morning. Whatever. Yeah. They leave. They go to the convent.
And Frenchie leaves, too.
Frenchie does. Frenchie's like, guys, I'm out.
He was thinking about staying. He's like, I don't know if I trust this priest alone with this young lady.
Right.
Who hasn't taken her vows yet.
Right.
So, maybe I should stay. Listen. Plus, maybe she likes me because she hasn't taken her vows yet.
Right.
But they're like, nah, we're good. So he walks back through the creepy cross forest.
Well,
in darkness.
Right before that, he's talking to the father, and father's like, Frenchie, you should leave just so you're not on the road at night. Cut to him leaving their door at night.
No, like, I thought he said you should stay so you don't have to be on the road at night. But he's like, no, this place is creepy because there's like a Jesus on the cross without a head.
I may have misunderstood that because I had my hand in front of my face.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So,
I want to die, I want to die.
Yeah, either way, he leaves at night. Doesn't make it very far before he sees a nun in the woods turn and walk away.
Yeah, dragging a noose.
Right, and then a jump scare where she's walking like right in front of him dragging a noose.
And
then he follows her like calling after or whatever like, what are you doing with my noose? Yeah. and then he walks towards the graveyard. This part really broke me.
Yeah,
I fucking
I like this scene.
I did too.
It was fun.
Man. Yeah.
But and then she hangs right above him.
Yeah. Then it doesn't stop. And I feel like this is kind of what sets this one apart from some of the other Conjuring ones, is that the nun all of a sudden becomes like an evil demon nun and like a vampire nun jumping on him and like trying to bite his face off.
Now, when you say, why do you say vampire nun? Just because of the sharp, pointy teeth?
Yeah, kind of.
But they're all sharp and pointy. It's not just the two classic vampires. Yeah, yeah. Okay. That's fine. Sure. Yeah. I mean, and she was bitey, so I get that. I just want to make sure.
Plus, there are all those crosses, and they're like wooden stakes and stuff. Yeah. That's what I would have done to defeat this nun.
I did really enjoy Frenchie in this moment where he does sort of fight the nun off of him.
Yeah.
And he's walking to the graveyard, and it's just a bunch of wooden crosses in the graveyard.
He yanks one out of the ground.
And he rips one up and just
like
walks away with it.
And runs away with it.
And that, And that's the end of that scene. But later in the movie, you see him at a bar
with the cross.
Sitting at the bar, this huge fucking cross is like leaning against the stool next to him. I really liked that part. I thought that was very funny.
I don't think that his parts were funny, and I did enjoy this.
I think he was effective comic relief when they used him that way, which I don't think they used him that way enough, because it should have been like 95% comedy, 0% jump scares, and I would have been in it. Like, if this was a rom-com about a French dude who lived in Romania who turned a chick who was not quite a nun into his like love interest
or whatever,
I would have loved this movie.
I'm pretty sure that was the only funny part of this movie.
It really was.
Yeah.
And you bet your ass you ever meet that screenwriter one day is like, hey, do you like that cross part?
Yeah.
It's funny.
That was
funny.
It was funny.
Yeah.
I feel like they tried to make another funny part with a shotgun and it just wasn't that effective.
It wasn't as effective, but I could tell they were trying to make it funny.
Yeah. I just couldn't always understand what he was saying.
I mean, you don't see him for a while.
Yeah.
And now it's just the father and the not and quiet.
We get a break
none.
From shitty acting.
And the father wakes up because he hears the radio.
Well, she's cooked him dinner too, and they're having their nice little man and wife evening together.
I went and peed.
Oh yeah, that's
so
when
I didn't see this part.
We came back right at the radio, I think.
Yeah.
So they go to bed in the convent. They go to bed in the convent, and then all of a sudden, the old timey radio, which is just creepy as fuck. Anyways, and this is when I started thinking I could not have been alive at this point because there's not nearly enough lights. And everything is just super creepy.
There needed
creepy.
To be candles all over this bitch if there was no electricity.
Electricity.
Yeah, it was way too dark the whole time, and I kept wanting them to turn the lights on, and I guess there just weren't light switches. But I would not have been able to handle it back then.
But
I would have permanently had one of those like coal miner helmets on all the time so I could see everything.
And a canary on your shoulder?
You've really thought about this.
I have.
In the last hour.
I don't like the lights off. It's spooky.
Me either.
Yeah.
I will be sleeping with the lights on for the next few nights like I did with Hereditary.
Yeah, I slept with my lights on all through high school and probably middle school, and now I sleep with the TV on.
Yeah.
That's how you don't get got.
Yeah, so he goes out because he hears the radio. He has a flashlight because the lights are out.
Oh, and he has conveniently just told her the story when they were having their
man and wife dinner about
the boy who he had exorcised.
Who he successfully exorcised, but the demon being ripped from his body gave
him
injuries that killed him.
So I guess it depends on what you're looking at as your definition of success.
Right.
Like,
he did.
Yes, he got the demon out, but the kid died. So, you know, his parents probably don't think it was successful.
Probably not.
Yeah.
That's fair.
You think he was
But
the
they
dad.
Did make a point to say that he died a few days later.
Yeah.
So like the demon was exercised, but it killed him in the process.
Right. Like he didn't die, like get exercised and then just like get the flu or something.
He got the black lung pop.
He had the worst luck ever, man. Can't catch a break in these 1400s.
1400s, it was like
40s. I'm sorry.
It was like the late 40s at that point. Yeah.
Before I was born.
Anyway. Oh, he walks out and
he's
got a flashlight.
And he hears footsteps in the convent.
Dude,
I really liked
when he shone the light on the radio.
The radio.
And
the
radio just like died.
Uh-huh.
It was creepy.
Yeah. It sounded like when you turn off an old record player and it just slows down and stops. It sounded like that. It was cool.
And then we see that the not quite a nun is still in bed. So we know that wasn't her scrambly feet. Yeah.
Right. And it was it's obviously the devil nun, but the devil nun can manifest itself in ways that are most scary to you. And because he had this, the kid's name was Michael, right?
Daniel.
That's what it was.
I was going to call him Snake Tongue.
Snake Tongue is more accurate.
Snake Tongue comes back
spoiler
a lot.
Spoiler alert. Yeah. So he follows Daniel Snake Tongue out of the convent. Daniel Snake Tongue out of the convent. There's a lot of jump scares, a lot of jump scary setup moments. And then he pops out from behind a tree or some shit.
See, here's what you do. When you see creepy shit that you know is not fucking real, you light a billion candles and you sit in the middle of them with a cross in your hand and you wait for morning and then you get the fuck out. You don't follow these people down the creepy evil hallway.
And they
into
do it
the cross
every
cemetery.
Single time.
Well,
it happens a dozen times in this movie.
You certainly don't follow it out there. let the snake jump out of Daniel's mouth, bite you, make you fall into your own grave that is, for right. some reason, automatically covered.
Yeah, this is when I was starting to think.
Bizarre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you think it's a dream.
And then they close. Yeah, they like close in on his tombstone, but then when they zoom back out, he's already underground. And you're right. Like, huh.
And
yeah.
there's grass growing on top of the ground.
Oh, yeah. Like it is undisturbed earth.
Right.
Todd, I thought maybe like, you were going to puke during the snake part, the snake came out.
When he's throwing up the snake, yeah, that yeah. was pretty rough for me. I'm not going to lie. I had Reese's Pieces in my mouth and I almost choked to death. But that's when not quite a nun wakes up.
Why and she follows some kind of nun person out into the creepy cemetery or something.
Yes. I don't understand why the nun wanted to kill the father but didn't go after not quite a nun. Because she goes out there and sort of hears the bell ringing because there's bells on strings.
Yeah.
And he's shaking the bell.
Which the second you see a bell on a string by a grave, you know that there's going to be some shit happening.
You leave that graveyard.
And there's also, like, the nun has all these powers that we find out, like, as the movie goes on. And it's just like, why don't you just off these people right away? It makes no sense. She has what I can only describe as tornado breath. So when she starts, like, she can, like, blow down a hallway and people are, like, hanging on to shit.
Well, she has to get not quite a nun into the pentagram, I think. So that's the only reason I can see to keep her alive.
So she needed
alive.
To get her in that pentagram. I didn't realize that. That's much later, but yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
As to why she didn't attack
her
at that
moment.
But she
doesn't need the father.
She doesn't.
So I don't know.
So just fucking...
So either way, the not quite a nun saves the father by digging him up.
Yeah, she has... So all the bells start ringing, and then she has, like, some kind of vision where she can tell which one it is. Which, if she had just looked at the headstone, she would have seen his name there. I'm like, oh, okay.
Would she have... One of the biggest jump scares in the movie for me was when he was in that coffin and the hands came up and started grabbing
him. Yeah.
Yes.
We thought it was going to be the snake. Because you were like, what happened to that snake? What happened to the snake?
I know. I was clocking that snake. I was like, I saw that snake for a second. Snake's gone, but where's the snake? Snake might be there with him.
Snake is at
you 3
o'clock.
You gotta watch out for that snake.
Snake is at 4 o'clock.
That snake's
not in his corner.
And he was like holding the lighter down there like he was trying to see if that snake had popped up. Ooh, I'd have lost my shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, I lost my shit anyway at the hands.
He did, yeah.
And then
she's like stabbed a shovel right through the face of this coffin.
Well, she was trying to dig him up quickly.
This convenient shovel that happens to be around.
Yeah.
You know. You don't like machete knife your shovel right where his face is going to be.
That would have been really cool if she had killed him. I mean, that would have been the best.
I would have actually liked the movie better if she had killed him.
I love accidental deaths like that.
Yeah.
Remember World War Z?
Yes.
When the dude just trips and kind of like blows himself up.
Yeah.
Oh,
and Brad Pitt's like, what?
She gets him out of the coffin.
Yeah.
And then it's sort of morning again. And if you were not immediately getting
out.
The fuck out of this place.
What is wrong with you?
You deserve
I bet
to
probably
die.
Still staying there at the border of the cross for us.
Philippe is back in town because Frenchie took him back.
But you could probably get that carriage that walks on its own, right? Because it's enchanted to take you back.
This is not Beauty and the Beast.
It doesn't walk on its own.
No, Beauty and the Beast is nothing more than teaching men about Stockholm Syndrome.
That's true.
Yeah.
But I do like Beauty and the
Beast.
Listen,
I'm into it.
Oh, I love the Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid, not only is... I like redheads, so not only is Little Mermaid the hottest princess
oh,
ever.
Oh, I see.
But also...
That's where this is going.
And she's wet all the time?
But no, also, it teaches women to not say anything.
You also probably like Who Framed Roger Rabbit, don't you?
I don't like that movie.
Oh, shit, yeah. Dude, Jessica Rabbit. Ooh, baby.
Oh, dear.
No joke, Jen. No
she
joke.
She can get it. Are you going to
she
can
could
get
it?
Anywho.
They were all out after my
can
ninth
we
night.
Go through this fucking
movie?
Yeah,
I got to get to Asheville, man.
It was the morning after, the first night.
Oh, yeah.
And they should have been getting the fuck out of there, but they weren't. They were like, let's hang out and like figure stuff out.
Well, they have to hunt these miracles down. The miracles aren't going to hunt
they
themselves.
They do. And so Father...
Amorth.
What movie is Father Amorth in?
It's The Exorcist.
Okay.
Yeah,
sweet Lord.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think our education is working. You don't remember he's from The Exorcist?
No. Dude, The Exorcist was fucking months ago.
Yeah, I remember everything, though.
Ugh.
Steel Trap.
I really do try to forget everything we watch. I hate them.
What was this again? No, he realizes that in this casket that he got weirdo buried in, there was actually a body and two books. And I didn't realize this until we just got back here, that he took those books and that's what he was looking at.
Well, that was very odd because I didn't see the books at all when he was in the coffin. And then
no, they weren't there.
That's what I thought.
You know
so they appear later.
Weird, though? here's what was weird is that all of a sudden there was a dug grave with an empty casket that he just fell into, and then magically it was covered up. So that's what I thought was weird.
There's a lot of weird, but none of it makes sense.
Right, exactly. And they don't now even there's attempt, some bodies and books.
They don't even attempt don't. To make it make sense. Yeah.
I mean, if your story is just going to be bonkers, not make sense, just go for it, you know?
And they did.
Make it not make
they
sense
They gripped
at all.
It and ripped it.
They did, yeah.
No, when is the father looking at those books? Is it that night or is it the morning after?
I mean, throughout the day. So okay. What we find out is that Irene is the only one who can go in because she's
Irene
a lady.
Irene is not quite a nun.
Yes.
Okay.
She's not quite a nun, but she can still hang with the nuns.
Yeah.
Because she is a lady.
And she's sort of wearing a habit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes she doesn't.
So they go in and try and interview the nuns because the father, that's the whole reason
like
they stayed overnight.
What is going on? Yeah.
Well, so during the day when they're not doing their vow of silence, mm-hmm. they can interview the nuns. So he goes in to interview the nuns and she goes off and follows the rando
nun
Rizian. Yeah. Wana nun.
His name was Awana.
I know. Like when
Tom made a lot of jokes.
Oh,
about
Oh yeah.
That, like,
when she revealed her name was Awana, I was I want to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The father and not quite a nun separated.
Yes. And Frenchie has already gone back. So they're all separated.
Yeah.
And she's talking to these nuns. She's learning the story about the abbey, which was built by some.
By a count.
Count. Yeah.
It really is a castle. It's not an abbey. It
right.
is a castle, but they're
calling
it an abbey
an
because
abbey.
Nuns live there. I get that.
Yes.
But it's not shaped like an abbey. It's very
it's
much
not
a
not quite
castle.
An abbey.
Yeah.
It looks like fucking Hogwarts.
It does.
It does look like Hogwarts.
Yeah.
More evil Hogwarts. And he's got like these hanging bodies hanging upside down over this pentagram.
The count
the
does.
Count is.
Yes.
Yes.
And they explain that he was trying to bring forth a devil or whatever.
Yes. Balak. And this is when we see the father, Amorth, starting to look through these books and picking out this. We see the name Balak and we see like kind of the book explanation of what's going on as this nun's talking about it.
Yes.
So then the church, the Knight Templars break in and they've got this Christmas tree ornament with like the blood of
it
Jesus.
It is
in
a
there.
Christmas tree ornament. 1,000%.
Yes. It's exactly what
it looks exactly. Yes.
Except it's got the blood of Christ inside of
Wait,
it.
Wait, do they not all?
Some of mine do.
Okay.
It depends. The ones you get at Target do not have the blood of Christ.
Oh, yeah?
But the ones you cross-stitch do.
My Christmas vacation cousin Eddie Trailer has the blood of Christ.
That's what makes it powerful.
Where's the blood of Christ, Margot? I don't know, Todd.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, anyway, that is a deep cut.
That
National
is.
Lampoon's Christmas Vacation reference that no
That's
one's going
to
so get.
Deep cut. That's the quote that everybody knows.
That's like the most popular Christmas movie.
I know, but I
and
changed.
And why is the carpet all wet?
You
Todd?
Did change it up.
I just changed it up for, to
you
make
fuck,
it fit.
You
yeah.
fucked it up.
I didn't fuck it up. I made it fit
you
the nun. God.
It.
My comedy
up.
Gold words. This is
oh
where
yeah, so we got the Christmas tree ornament, and they like use the drops of
the
Jesus
do.
Blood from Christmas tree ornament
to close
to
up
close
the
portal to hell.
Yeah,
it's the stupidest sentence you've ever said.
Yeah, thank you for remembering that because I checked out.
I
remember there was a portal.
Yeah.
And something was going on with it.
Well, I mean,
but
it was, I don't know. It was probably like the 1400s-ish time period or around that time.
Knights,
okay,
Templari
but
time.
Explain
yeah.
this to me. Why? How did they know the portal was about to reopen?
I'm sure the writer just wants you to think that they alerted the Templars and then they came and
they
killed
sent up the bat signal.
They killed the Duke or Count or whatever, and then
they
poured the blood of Christ.
They projected a Christmas tree ornament in the sky. That's how they knew to Then they busted in and they saved the day or something.
The Templars did. And then the nuns stayed there. And the nuns have been there since then.
They're trying to contain
the evil.
So
like
the
1300s,
evil.
Right?
Yeah, because I was like, why would anybody go to this weirdo cross forest place? But it's because their job as nuns is to keep the evil in.
Yes. And it's
so
it was
none
fine
of it gets
for
out.
Hundreds of years until World War II. And this is where we find out what happened. So World War II
Hitler bombed
bombings,
everything.
Or whoever. I don't know who was in
it
Romania.
It cracked open again.
Yeah, so it cracked open
a bomb
the evil.
Fell in the air.
And I guess that's when all the nuns maybe got killed?
It's got to be.
Yeah.
No, the nun killed all the nuns.
That's
well, that's what I'm saying.
The evil comes out. And,
slowly.
And then,
it's like a tiny little crack and it slowly creeps up.
Yes.
And gets those nuns. One by one. None by none.
We're never going to leave here, Clint.
Nope.
What time is it?
We live in the pod loft. I
gotta
drive
it's a single location podcast.
Holy shit, that was amazing. So while we're learning this, the day is progressing. And then we cut back to the father is talking to Abby Blackveil lady. Yeah. And
nice.
So, and she sort of explains that.
The gates close and the gates open.
Yeah.
And there's like the nuns have been dead for 10 years.
Right.
And, like all kind of shit's crazy. And then we see her cross glowing. And then we hear that creepy bone. own
Yeah,
thing.
And then we figure out that she's just another entity
exactly.
of the nun.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Yeah, that whatever
but
Game
really,
of Thrones guy stuff.
Whatever the fuck
her
she
ear
says,
so she disappears.
All it needs to get across is that they can't leave because the gates close at night.
Yeah.
And it is now night. And this is where the nun Iwana,
yeah.
locks almost a nun in the same room that the beginning chick hung herself in.
Right.
Right?
Which, you know, for a junior nun, she's got a nice view. Those windows were pretty nice.
Oh, yeah.
In her room.
These are all entities of the evil nun.
Yes.
Right?
None of
these, yes.
None of them actually
None of them
exist.
Are actually real. So the goal should be that they're all trying to manipulate the main characters. And I think that's what that they were trying to go for.
Yeah.
But it was done in such a shitty way.
They really should have set up that she had to stand in the pentagram.
Yes.
Because she does do that. She eventually gets manipulated into standing into the pentagram.
Yeah.
But they don't explain why that's a big deal.
Nope.
And it might not be. It might just been that they had to kill like an hour with creepiness. And so that's why all of this stuff is happening.
Either way, there are a few jump scares in the night in her room.
Yeah.
Because they lock her in the room.
Mm-hmm. And she she goes and sees the nun in the mirror. This is the first time I think we actually see the face of the
yes,
nun.
Yes, it is. In the reverse mirror shot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then that thing falls over. But it
That
the
also
big cross.
Scared the fook out of me.
Yeah.
It was the worst.
Yeah, because she's standing in this creepy convent and you see the shadow of the nun just walking
all the way
walking.
Around behind her.
Yeah, and she doesn't leave. But I also think like she has seen visions before, so she might just think, well, this is just a vision. Who
sure
knows? Well, where's she gonna go? I mean, that nun.
She's locked in that room.
All right. So, but it's a dream.
Well, and then that's the end of that night. And again, they don't leave.
They don't leave. Yeah. What do they do all day?
This is where they find out they've got to get the relic.
Oh,
and
yeah,
they've
yeah.
got the key. So this is where
all of
this
the
is
nuns,
where Frenchie comes
like,
back.
We've got to survive the night. We've got to go. So all of the nuns take her in. They say,
oh, this is still during
we
the
have
night.
To pray.
You're not quite a nun yet, so you need to get the fuck out. And they say, but the gate's locked. There's no way we can get out of the gate. So they all have to go into the chapel and just pray all the time so Valak won't get them. That's the only way. Apparently there's a nun that is constantly praying like night and day.
Mm.
And so now they all have to pray. So they go in, they say, whatever you do, look straight ahead the whole time. Don't turn around. She turns around several times.
Yeah.
And I thought some shit was going to happen.
Well, some shit did happen.
It doesn't matter. Blew all the nuns away and they
and
all
then,
like
ripped her the back of
shit.
Her shirt off.
Yeah. Drew a pentagram on her back.
Yeah. Like whipped one into her back. It looked
yeah.
like.
Yeah. It's like the cat of nine tail things.
Yes.
But she's not doing it to herself. The evil is
no, it's
putting
happening
that pentagram
while she's praying.
On her.
Yeah. It was real hot.
Yeah, I was thinking, hey, there's some nudity for you, Todd.
That's not nudity.
It was kind of cool.
What am I, Amish? Shoulders aren't nudity.
It was kind of cool watching those nuns just have their faces smashed into pews and
oh,
stuff
yeah,
like that.
Dude.
That was
it
a good time.
Blew them all apart. There was a lot of people getting blown into things really hard.
Yeah, a lot
tornado
of people got
breath.
Blown in this movie.
Yeah. And there was some spitting, too.
I'm out.
So they're praying and some shit goes down and then... men break in to save the day.
Right. Well, this is where the father and Frenchie reunite because he's in the icebox trying to get out.
He realizes he can get out. No, he can get in that way. He's
yeah.
trying to get in to get her.
Yeah.
And then he
and
sees...
And he gets attacked by...
By Icebox Nun.
By Icebox Nun. And then
yeah.
Frenchie, like, knocks her head off with a shovel or...
Yeah, I think a shovel. She's about to get him with her bell or something. And
yeah.
Her bell and her evil. And then he shovels her to the head. And
either way, Frenchie
saves
the day and they go in. And you hear them banging on the door where almost a nun is praying.
And she says, the men are here. The father's here. We're okay now. And
I was 100% sure this was a jump scare. Because they
yep.
set it up. Don't stop praying. Do not look
yes,
behind you.
Yes.
And the first thing she does when she hears knocking at a door is
like, oh,
stop
oh,
praying
what's behind
and turn
me?
Around and walk yeah. and open the door they barred shut.
Would you say she just wouldn't listen?
Yeah, I would say the almost the nun didn't listen. Yeah.
Because she hasn't taken her vows yet.
But I mean, but she was right to do so because they...
Right.
They,
the men did come and save the day.
Well,
so, you know.
She saves yeah. the day. And anyway, the father's like, hey, we should get the fuck out of here.
And
she's
like,
no.
No, but all my nun friends. And then she looks around and sees that there are none in there.
Yeah, there are. Well, no, there is one.
Oh, yeah. There's
covered
one
by
nun.
A sheet.
Yeah. Who we have seen before was Wanda Nun with blood coming out of her eyes.
Yes. Well, and
hands.
That was it was stigmata. That was the stigmata. Yeah.
Oh, I know. I got that.
Yeah. So anyway, so she goes.
And she covers her back up. And so they're all just praying with this dead nun in the corner.
Yeah. And then
they all get blown
them.
Away. Yeah.
That was fucking freaky for me.
Yeah, that was.
I hated
with all the blowing wind and
there
the
were so many
guns.
Jump scares I hated in this goddamn movie. It was the worst.
It was really fun to watch you watch this movie.
I hated it.
You were really scared.
I had turtled by this point. My shirt was around my like.
Yeah,
it
this
was
around the
my
time
nose.
I think.
Yeah,
buttoned up. Okay, so then she said, "But my nun friends, I can't leave my nun friends." Come to find out, there were none, no nun friends the whole time. You shake your head all you want. I like
I'm shaking
puns.
Because it's stupid.
Yeah, it is stupid.
Not your puns. The movie is stupid.
It is stupid.
So anyway, they set the nun on. They set the nun that's
this
attacking them
nun
on fire.
Is on fire.
Yeah, literally, yeah. They set her on
no,
fire.
No, it was a vampire nun first, though, because they're just like, oh, it's so sad. And then the vampire, the nun comes. This was your biggest jump, I think.
Probably.
Because, and I wasn't expecting it either. I think I
yeah,
did
I didn't,
too.
I did not expect
so
it.
So they're just standing over this nun. They're like, well, that's it. This place is evil. That we solved the mystery. Time to go.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, vampire nun like jumps up and stabs somebody with
from
like
under
a cross
sheet.
Crucifix.
He stabs, yeah. stabs
Frenchie.
He looked at the picture and found out that the nun has been dead for 100 years, not just 10 years.
Oh, that's like
because
10
it's all
times
wrinkly.
Bigger.
And then that nun jumps up and dude, Frenchie like blows its head off with a shotgun. No, did they set him on fire?
They
first?
Set it on fire, and then it starts to run at them, and that's
and
when
shoots
Frenchie
him.
Shoots it with a. And this is the other attempt at humor. Shoots it with a shotgun and says that. Seemed like an emergency.
Yeah, they set that up earlier.
But it wasn't like the joke doesn't really land.
Everybody laughed like with their mics real far away, you know.
This is when the father and Frenchie are like, we should get the fuck out, and she's like, no, we gotta close the portal.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Evil, but first
fucking
I must
portal.
Take my vows.
Oh yeah.
I didn't really explain they didn't
and
really explain
all,
that.
Like,
why does she have
Hamilton's
to take her vows?
Out, you know? Because she has to have her nun power.
She has
she's
to,
only she's only at half level so far because she's only half.
She has to become a
she's
full
not
nunnery.
Quite a nun.
Uh huh.
She has to get into the habit of being a nun.
I
didn't
see.
Realize that they. I like you're like didn't love that joke, Todd. I liked how she's like laying face down.
Yeah, dude.
Arms.
Is that
how they
you
do it? I don't know.
Nuns?
I do not know.
You, didn't you? I mean, you're the closest.
I thought maybe that was legit. I don't know.
I mean,
that was the one thing I wanted to look up.
Listeners, if you're a nun, tell us what it was like.
When
do you,
you
think
laid face down and a priest yelled at you for whatever.
Yeah, the power of nun compels you.
So many jokes I want to make right now.
Yeah,
out of respect for the Catholic Church.
Anyway, so she gets up now fully a nun.
And she's fully got her powers now.
Yeah, she has fully become the Bride of Christ.
She has.
Yeah. So they take the key. They
it's
go
been
find,
consummated.
They go find the statue of Mary that is literally pointing
that
the
is
way
pointing
to
the way to the keyhole
the
in the
relic.
Wall.
Yeah.
Which is the relic, and then they open the door, and there's like
it more
a shiny
or less is
Christmas
just like a
tree.
Medicine cabinet for this.
Right?
Yeah, it's like a stone
like,
medicine
some
cabinet.
Band-aids where, in the side of it.
Who's Edie meds are this? Oh, Father, is this yours? My bad.
Why do you need these?
So she gets the Christmas ornament of Christ. Dude, Jen is almost spitting out her water right now. She gets the
okay. Yeah, she gets the Christmas tree of Christ.
Not the Christmas tree, the Christmas ornament of Christ. And then they go try and find. They go through the scary door that the two nuns went in the first time.
Mm. Yeah.
To try and find the portal, right?
Yeah. The
and
the
they all split up. Yeah, they all split up because they're real dumb.
Yeah, because the nun confuses them with her evil nun magic.
Yes.
Yeah, like there's all kind of weird doors. We have to look in all these doors to find where the nun is.
Yes.
Yeah.
But anyways, there wasn't much subtlety for once. I mean, this was the time she opened the door and the nun is just standing there.
Oh, yeah.
And the nun turns around.
Tries to suck her in, yeah. And I did actually like this part. Like, because there's all kind of crazy rooms with just weird, creepy nuns in there. Like, there's one just bunch of nuns with no faces that just start to slowly follow you until you light the cross on fire on the floor.
Well, that was the father's thing that separated him.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this all ends with the formerly not fully a nun, but now fully a nun standing in the pentagram.
Yes.
And then we start to follow Frenchie.
She walks in and all of a sudden a candle lights. And so she walks over to investigate and then they all start lighting around her.
And
I knew
you realize
this was
she's in the pentagram.
She's in a pentagram.
That was a pretty cool reveal.
It
I didn't
cool.
see that coming because I've never seen movies like this really.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you were like, ugh, called it. Yeah, but I was like, oh my God, that's very good because I'm an idiot.
I mean, it was effective, I think.
It was effective. But
I
then
mean,
once you see
know,
her in there, she screams and then it cuts to Frenchie's perspective.
And then there's a bunch of nuns wearing her same outfit with bloody bags over their faces.
Well, this is when Freddie breaks in. Frenchie, not Freddie. Sorry.
Yeah.
Frenchie breaks in.
Making his knife.
I really liked the way Frenchie broke in because he shot the door.
Yeah,
so
and then he fell down.
Yeah, he like jumped into it to like break it down and he breaks it down but then falls down the steps.
Yeah.
And then he stands up and there's a bunch of nuns that look exactly like not quite a nun. Yeah. And he like starts to slowly step out. And then he hears.
And then he realizes he actually has to deal with this. So he like walks in.
Dude, the guy who said something in this scene was my favorite because it was really scary. And every time he got close to one, it would like make a sound, like the bone cracking sound. And it would like look at him, but you couldn't. It was just like the bag over their head.
I feel like audience wise, that was the most intense scene. Like people were just really creeped out by that.
And he had a shotgun. And he was like, shoot her anyway. It was so funny.
It was funny. So eventually, I don't know how he gets all the nuns. Oh, they just walk away. And then she sees Bloody Face Nun in the middle of the pentagram, like hovering kind of, and realizes that it's probably not quite a nun, although now a nun. And so he takes the bloody hood off.
And it's right.
And she's now Demon Face Nun.
She is.
Yeah.
For 2 seconds. Because she throws him up against the wall and then starts like to choke him or whatever.
Yeah.
But he has the Christ Christmas ornament.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he gets some of the blood on his hand and wipes it on her face.
How do you actually get the blood out of that ornament?
There was like a lid and you pour it into your hand. Like, it's super
so
easy.
I was confused by that part because I didn't see any blood. You know?
I think he just wiped just a tiny bit.
He Mufasa'd her.
Or like an Ash Wednesday thing.
Well, yeah. Mufasa. Okay. Ash Wednesday. But also when they do the king Mufasa. Thing. So he Mufasa'd her face, and then the demon comes out of her, and she is now regular, now full a nun.
Yeah, and there's the nun standing behind her. So I don't know. This is when the stupidity of it started to become a little overwhelming for me. And yes, I was like, okay,
agreed.
And then evil nun chokes the shit out of Frenchie, like to the point where you're like. He hasn't said the safe word, but he's no longer purple. He's now blue.
Yeah, I thought maybe he was dead.
And then like shoots
but
a snake into his mouth, right?
We don't see that.
Oh, you're right. Did we mention that Father Amorth got a snake to the eye?
That hasn't happened somewhere.
Well, I thought that happened around the same time. That's what he was off doing.
It all happened so fast.
Yeah, so the boy is still chasing this fucking kid.
Yeah.
Thinking that he's going to do something
about
it.
The kid is dead. You saw the kid die. You probably buried the kid.
Yeah. But the snake first it tries to strangle him, I think.
Yeah.
And then takes a bite out of his, bite into his eye. We don't really get a good shot of his eye. But it's fucked up by the end of the movie.
It looked like later, it did fuck up his eye.
He had a bandage over his eye, because he
tried
to get snake.
Spoiler alert, he lives.
Yeah. Everybody lives.
They get, there is no body count in this movie.
Boom.
Because all the nuns are dead when we arrive.
None at the beginning.
There needed to
be two nuns, I guess, at the beginning. But the point the heroes arrive, no one dies.
Yeah.
Lame.
Which, I knew you'd think it was lame. I didn't like that either, really.
Bloody scary movie for really nobody really dying, too.
Yeah, they end up in where
she falls in a puddle somehow.
It's not a puddle, man. That's neck deep.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It's honestly a room off of the room where
and
the pentagram
that's when
was.
Todd leaned over and he's like,
oh, yeah.
She's wearing white.
Yeah, I was like, the nuns.
she fell
wearing white and she got all wet. I was like, yo, she wearing white, too.
I'm into this movie.
Yeah. But you couldn't see. It was too thick. It was like wool or some shit.
Yeah,
back to the well.
You couldn't see it. Yeah, I know. I was like, this is some Naomi Watts type shit. I'm into it.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so then the evil nun is like choking the shit out of not quite a nun under the water.
Yeah.
And then you see
her
grab
the
Christ ornament.
And
the nun then picks her up out of the water. And you
we
see
think
that
she's
dead. There's a hole in the ornament where the blood was.
And there's the blood is gone now.
Yeah.
And then not quite a nun lifts her face up and spits the blood right in evil nun's face.
Yeah.
And it like melts her.
When did that happen? When did that happen underwater?
Oh my gosh.
When she put all of it in her put all of it in her mouth. Don't
I'm sorry, what was that, Claire?
We're talking about the blood of Christ.
I mean,
Jennifer is giggling.
Yeah, I'm into it. Once you put all of it into her mouth, Clint?
Underwater.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sometimes they can't get it all in their mouth or throat. They've really got to force it.
Kind of a tennis ball to tell you when you've gone too far.
It's not a tennis ball, but when you get to the balls, you've definitely gone too far. Or just far enough.
In the name of the Father and the Son.
It reminds me of the joke. What did Cinderella say when she got to the ball?
What?
Wow. Wow.
Oh, my God.
Have you not heard that joke?
You just named an episode.
I didn't make that joke up. I heard that joke when I was like in the fifth grade.
It was funny. I've never heard it. I'm classy. So,
I wouldn't go that far. Anyway, so that's more or less the end of that evil nun,
melts
right?
Melts the nun, dries up all the water.
And then seals the gateway to hell.
Yeah, and Frenchie gives her a
the kiss of life, right?
Yeah, and somebody in the theater, the same person in the theater, yelled, chest compressions.
Yeah, that's really funny.
He's like, no, I didn't really kiss you because apparently nobody knew what that thing was back then except for Frenchie.
Yeah.
Frenchie.
Frenchie invented mouth-to-mouth resuscitation.
He did, yeah. Mm-hmm. Hence the name, Frenchie.
They then load up the carriage they came in because now Philippe is fine to go to the haunted place.
He sensed that the evil
don't
was
remember
gone.
A horse in this movie.
The horse, how do you think, who drew the carriage?
But I don't remember the horse being like a part of the, like a part of
the
plot. The
horse has the fourth most screen time in this movie.
He does.
Anyway.
He's the smartest one because he doesn't fuck with all the shit. Yeah.
Anyway, so they're loading it up. It is sort of revealed at the end that Frenchie has a upside down cross in his neck.
Yes, because the not quite a nun, well, now a nun has buried everybody and the evil is gone. And now it is holy ground and everything's happy. She's not wearing her nun clothes anymore, but I guess she's still a nun.
She got all wet. She had a change. I mean,
well, that's true.
How many habits do
Plus,
you bring with you?
They put those suitcases on the back of a truck and they drove off. I think they got them back, but you know.
They did get them back. Stop being a child.
And in that scene, the license plate says Valak, and I think there were dice in the mirror.
Oh, wow. Will Smith was in this movie for a second.
Yeah, then we see the upside down cross like on the back of
on
his
back
neck,
of his
so
neck.
We know.
And this is sort of
although it's a Conjuring movie, so we know it's not over. We know there's
well,
like,
and they also
they had to explain how the nun survived all the way up to the Conjuring 2, which is many, many years later.
I think that Christmas tree ornament's gonna get its own spinoff too. I hear it's in development.
Is that real?
No.
Oh my God.
But it's so dumb.
It
sounded real.
Then we see 20 years later, we see scenes from the I haven't seen The Conjuring in a
while.
That's
the first one, yeah.
Is this from the actual Conjuring?
Yeah,
they're
showing a bunch of different, sort of like a flashpoint presentation of their cases.
Yeah, and I think I remember this. They're talking about an exorcism, and it's Frenchie we see who's been possessed because he got... Because apparently a snake got into him.
Well, and don't we also see the not quite a nun who's now a full nun in that same shot?
We do. And she's like, ah. Yeah. And then Lorraine Warren was like, hey, that looks suspiciously like me.
Yeah.
I wonder if we have some kind of connection that we should explore later.
In another movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then fade to black.
And then that's it.
Yeah.
Thank God. I hated this movie so much. There were so many jump scares that I could not handle.
Yeah, this was an intense movie. For as dumb as it was very scary, I think.
It was spooky.
The atmosphere, the scares were effective.
I had a good time. I'll never watch it again.
Yeah.
I've already forgotten 50% of it.
I didn't have a good time.
I can see this being a good background movie. You know, because
it is
spooky. You know, you can look up. You don't really have to know what's going on because none of it makes sense. You can just look up and see some spooky nun stuff. And I will say, like, there was a lot of jump scares, but it wasn't all jump scares. Like a lot of it was just really scary imagery.
Creepy,
you know?
Imagery. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It was
and then jump scares that were terrifying.
It had too many jump scares and not enough story.
Totally agree.
Agreed.
Yes. Yes. And the story that it had, because I do think it had a story, the story didn't make sense.
Right.
You know? They're like, we just want this thing to happen right now, so we're going to just do it, and who cares if this vampire nun that's laying on the ground that's been dead for 100 years suddenly comes to life, what the fuck was that? Where did that grave come from? Yeah. It didn't make sense.
Yeah.
That's okay. Also, the plot was using the blood of Christ to seal a portal to hell. What the fuck? The review I read had that, and then in parentheses it said, yes, really, and then just continued on.
That's what they teach you in seminary.
That the blood of Christ seals portals to hell?
Yeah.
Do you have an ornament with the blood of Christ in it?
I am not allowed to talk about it.
Oh. But does Mary point the way in your house? Where's your key?
I'm not wearing my key like I normally am.
Oh,
someone
really?
Else is wearing my key.
Uh-oh. Is it a nun?
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. What do we do?
Scary
scale it. That's what we do.
Oh, do we?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Do you want to explain the scary scale for your listeners?
Scary scale. Yes, scary scale is how scary we thought the movie is. Yeah, that's it. It's a 1 to 10 ranking, how scary we thought it was today. Our 1 example is
Ghostbusters,
and our 10 example is Texas Chainsaw Massacre. This is not quality of movie.
No.
This is how scary we thought.
Yes.
Because this, lots of times we say that because we think the movie is of higher quality than what we would rank it on scary scale.
Or vice versa, which is what I'm going to say about this.
It's going to be vice versa.
So for me, since you make me go first, I'm going to say it was a 9 for me. I still think Hereditary was much scarier than this. This had just so many jump scares. But I wouldn't even give this a number.
If it
was a quality rating, I would give it a none. Because it was so bad, I would give it a none.
A none.
But scary scale, a 9 for me. Which I realize is probably a lot higher than you guys will.
Yeah.
But I can't handle jump scares. I'm just not... equipped for that.
This one was, it reminded me of like riding a roller coaster. You know, like, you know, nothing's really going to happen. It's not like really going to change your life in any way, but it's fun to watch it and get really scared and then like laugh at yourself, you know.
I apparently asked you to kill me at some point during this movie. Yeah. So I don't yeah. feel that way about it.
Well, the theater that we watched it in, there were some fun, like there were moments where we all screamed and then laughed too, which I love in horror movies. I'm giving it, I think I'm going to give it a 7.
Okay, that's higher than I thought. I thought yeah. I would be the only one above 5, to be honest with you.
Oh, really? I give yeah. it an 8.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I mean, and it could have been just the theater that we were in with a yeah. really, really loud
oh,
sound
yeah.
system.
Is it RPX or whatever?
RPX, yeah. yeah.
Dude, and the fully surround sound really makes you feel like yeah. there's shit going on behind you.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the storm helped. And I mean, yeah, I just thought it was spooky. I yeah. thought it had great atmosphere. Yeah.
Well, and
good
like,
jump scares.
Lots of times I rate movies higher than you guys because of like the disturbing quality of it. Like yeah. I will think about it later and I'll be afraid, or like yeah. like Hereditary really just fucked with me.
Same here, but this movie had nothing like
yeah
that.
This is
like
not
I'm not gonna
scares.
Lose any sleep.
Hereditary
over,
stuck yeah. with me for weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Weeks.
I'm still trying
you
to
you should
get
watch
over
it again.
Hereditary.
No, I'll
it
never
helps.
Watch any of these movies again.
It helps.
I would watch Behind the Mask. Mm-hmm. If we can get Nathan on the show with
and
us, we'll
Tremors.
Watch him. Is that I'd it? Watch Tremors, yeah.
Dr. Giggles.
I would not watch Dr. Giggles again. That movie's fucking horrible.
Oh, you but break
yeah,
my heart.
But this one, it doesn't change me in any way. It doesn't really add anything to my life. It's just, it's superficial scares, you know, which are fun, but not, you know, not lasting. That's the movie, guys.
It is. Mm-hmm.
What do we got next?
Yeah, so what are we doing
next?
Well, next week is Carrie.
Yeah,
Carrie. Next week is Carrie.
Yeah.
Week is Carrie.
And I know
yeah.
we've said that once already,
but
this time we really mean it.
This time. Yeah. Hey, you got an extra week to read the book. And it's on Audible. So if you're looking for an Audible book, go yeah. for Carrie. Sissy Spacek reads it. It's really good.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Remember yeah. to follow us on socials at Horror Virgin on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Jen Ferratu is on Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah.
I am Todd J. Awesome
yep.
on Instagram and Twitter. Clint is not on the internet, guys.
Mm-hmm. But we're still looking for that fan. Fix
trying
the
to get
Angel
that,
Fire
that Angel Fire blog going if yeah. he can get it started.
Yeah.
The male
hey,
gaze.
give us a text review too, or you could win, and you could win a mug.
Yes.
An awesome Horror Virgin mug.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And guys, we're getting in October. It's going to be awesome.
Yes.
We got a
yes.
lot of
season.
Shows we're doing in October.
Yeah, but we mentioned too that we're going to kind of let go of our A-B rotation thing.
We haven't,
October.
But we should.
Yeah.
yeah
we're
yeah.
just going to really try to fuck with
we're bringing the A. we're bringing the A-list. We're bringing the mainstream.
We
bringing yeah. some of your faves.
And
so.
We're going to have, I think, 6 episodes in October. So mm-hmm.
yep.
some surprise, not surprise because we just told you about it, but some off Monday episode drops.
Yeah.
That reminds me, if you're listening to us on the Modern Horrors podcast feed, awesome.
Because we are a member of that network and
yeah,
they're awesome.
We are a member of that network and they are awesome, as Jen just said. If you haven't checked them out, they've got Final Girls. They've got the
got
Modern
a little
Horrors
something
podcast.
For everyone.
Yeah, they right. do. If you like horror, you will like everything on that network.
Yes. If you're listening to us on that stream, subscribe to our feed so you get it on Monday instead of listening to it on Wednesday. You get
yeah.
it 2 days earlier.
And also, like, we post a lot of stuff about when we're watching things. So if you're looking for clues about what some upcoming episodes might be, check our social media out. Like, we'll usually post a picture of how terrified Todd was. And it's funny.
For you guys.
Yeah, it is funny.
Yeah.
And for our listeners, too.
Yay.
Yeah.
It's
awesome.
The only downside of me not being on the internet.
Yeah.
I can't see those pictures.
I can live vicariously.
Well, you're there. You get to see it live.
Right.
You jerk. All right.
Right.
I think that's
right.
us for
I think
us
that's
then.
It.
Yep. Yeah. I'm Clint.
I am the Virgin Todd.
I'm Jennifer.
Catch you next week.
Bye.